Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the Coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. As usual, excited, sharing my excitement with you. Coffee and oatmeal on my sideboard and on the phone this morning. Again, Christy Schallenberger doing double duty this week. Christy, I hope you have a great show.
Thank you. So earlier this month, a federal judge issued an injunction that prevents Alaska Native corporations from receiving part of tribal funding set aside in the CARES Act. So here's a quick timeline. Back in April, when Congress passed the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, known as the CARES Act, some of that funding was set aside to go to Native American tribal governments and Alaska Native tribal governments and Alaska Native corporations. And that has set off litigation as tribal governments in the lower 48 and some in Alaska say that Alaska Native corporations do not qualify for funding because they are not tribal governments. With us today to talk about it and representing the regional and village Native corporations is Nathan McGowan, President and CEO of the St. George Tanak Corporation. Welcome, Nathan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Nathan, could you fill us in a little more about the background of this issue?
Sure, no problem. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. So there's been quite a bit of misunderstanding and misinformation that's been propagated about this issue both inside Alaska and outside of Alaska about the Alaska Native Corporations, the ANCs. So you got to go back to the beginning of land claims in Alaska and the creation of the ANCs as part of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act in 1971, or ANCSA. When it was signed into law, ANCSA settled the Aboriginal land claims of the Alaska Native people by giving money and land, and Congress mandated in that act the creation of regional and village corporations. There were over 200 village corporations and the 12 regional corporations. Now, what was different about these corporations, and this is where I think the heart of where the misunderstanding lies, is that we're not corporations like any other. We're not for-profit corporations like you would hear about with a Google or a Coca-Cola or a Ford or a Trident Seafoods even. We were mandated by Congress to care for the cultural, economic, and social well-being of our Alaska Native peoples forever. Into perpetuity. So we provide a lot of benefits to Alaska Native shareholders, to the descendants of those shareholders. Some of those include cash distributions in the form of dividends. We fund job training programs. We have scholarship programs, culture camps, language immersion preservation programs. And so we are just a different breed of thing. But because of the nomenclature, because of the name corporation, it could be confusing to folks. And I think that that's where a lot of the trouble lies. Now, when Congress passed the CARES Act, as you described earlier, there was $8 billion that was set aside for tribal governments. And Congress was very explicit in the bill. They in fact, went out of their way to use definitions and language that made ANCs eligible entities in the bill, just as the tribes were. We feel that there's just a bit of misunderstanding being floating out there that the ANCs, what they are and what they do, and the lawsuit is stemming from that miscommunication and that misinformation.
So, you know, I believe the deadline to appeal the injunction was yesterday. What are the Native corporations' response to that decision to issue an injunction, And what does the injunction mean?
So the tribes had 2 weeks to file an appeal. There was an injunction that was put in place. An injunction is just an order from a court. There was an injunction that the court put in place stopping the Treasury Department from distributing the funds that were that the ANCs were deemed eligible to receive. There had been a temporary injunction back in April, and then there was a proper trial hearing in June. And as a result of that trial, this judge went through a very lengthy and comprehensive legal analysis and concluded that the ANCs were, in fact, eligible entities. And then immediately thereafter, because of a series of aspects of the law, provided the tribes with the ability to appeal that hearing, that ruling. And so that's where we're at right now, is that the tribes are appealing that ruling, and because if the funds were distributed to the ANCs, the tribes would never be able to get them back. The court gave an order to the Treasury Department not to distribute the funds to the ANCs, who are eligible entities, until the appeals process can see itself out. So that's where we're at right now, is that we're now waiting the court date to hear what the appeals court will do with this particular case.
You know, without this funding, what can Native corporations do to provide for their shareholders during the pandemic? I guess I'm going to backtrack that a little bit. You know,
okay.
I with this funding, you know, before the legal process went out, how did Native corporations how did Native corporations envision to use this funding? Like, what have you heard? What has been your own personal experience?
I think that the funding is going to be is planned to be an extension of and a supplement to many of the existing programs, but also having to be specially catered to and specially designed to deal with the unique challenges of what's going on in the COVID era. We're simultaneously dealing with the worst pandemic in the world since the Spanish flu of the 1918, and also dealing with the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. And so the ANCs, have already been doing a number of things to help out their Alaska Native peoples. Various villages have partnered with their tribes in order to provide food security, whether it's delivering groceries, ensuring that logistics supplies are being kept up. Sea Alaska Corporation in Southeast pledged $1 million to help in COVID relief and recovery to be distributed amongst the tribes and to be distributed amongst communities. A number of ANCs have accelerated or provided supplemental monetary distributions, dividends to their shareholders, and then there's the caring for and preparations for all of the employees and other stakeholders that the ANCs have within the villages community, within the greater Alaska community, in order to protect them from the ravages of this disease. The funding, however, will go a long way to being able to accelerate that, all these programs. If the ANCs are left out of, ultimately deemed to be left out of CARES Act relief funding, the people that are going to be harmed are going to be our Alaska Native people. We're going to be severely underrepresented in the aid that's necessary to protect, especially our rural communities from COVID-19. The reality of the way that the Treasury Department has decided to allocate the funds, the formula and the methodology, will create a proportional amount equivalent to how much the Alaska Native people are amongst all American Indian and Alaska Natives in the country, if the ANCs are eligible. But if we are not eligible, we're going to see a very large underallocation of funds for Alaska Native people. And that's something that just simply we cannot simply allow to come to pass. And so we're going to do everything we can to ensure that the Alaska Native people in the YK region and the Aleutians and North Slope, the interior, are able to get their rightful share of this relief money, and the ANCs are the vehicle to help them do that.
Well, we're coming up close to the end of our time here, so I have one more question and then maybe some final thoughts. But, you know, without this funding, without this funding right now, what are Native corporations doing right now to provide for their shareholders? And are you seeing those services strained?
It's always hard to make a broad description over as many institutions as there are in the regional and village corporations. You know, you're talking about 188 different corporations. But that being said, you know, you have corporations who are doing a broad range of services. You know, a Fognac Native corporation down on Kodiak Island has been delivering groceries and other supplies to Port Lions, which doesn't have a grocery store. You have Chugach Regional Corporation, which is partnering with its village and tribal organizations to provide, you know, to create a forum to be able to spread aid and best practices. You're going to continue to see the ANCs step up and help with these programs and services, regardless of whether the funding is there. But the funding really, really will help make a substantial and material difference. There's many ANCs that are going to be strained to be able to provide any services without the funding. And so we're going to do everything we can, but we need more resources. And that's the heart of it. That if we're not eligible for CARES Act money, they're just simply, it's going to be tight in many different spots. And that's unfortunate. We need to make sure that the Alaska Native people are protected, and being able to have access to the CARES funding will go quite a ways farther than what we have now to accomplish that goal.
Okay, well, we're coming up on the end of our time. Thank you so much, Nathan, for coming on and talking to me about this. It's a pretty complicated issue, definitely, and so I know 15 minutes or 10 minutes is not always enough to dig into it, but I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you very much, and please, to yourself and all your listeners, please stay safe. We're thinking of you and praying for your safety.
We will. Thank you so much. That was Nathan McGowan of the St. George Tenacles talking with us about the recent decision of a federal judge to issue an injunction, that temporary injunction that halts Native corporations from receiving federal CARES Act funding. The Chulista Corporation, which is the regional corporation for the YK Delta, was unavailable to make it on today, but said in a statement sent to KYUK that, quote, Chulista Corporation has held two tribal consultation calls with YK Delta tribes. The first was in June, and another last Friday. Chulista's goal is to hold these calls monthly. And to reiterate our April 17th statement, should Chulista receive any funding from Title V of the CARES Act, we will consult with tribes on how to properly use this funding to the benefit of YK Delta communities and our shareholders, unquote. I'm your host, Christy Schallenberger. Back to you, Grady.
Thank you, Christy. Have an excellent day. And listeners, do the same, and don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.